quickly review Brachos Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara on the top of Daf Mem Gimel Meral quotes two versions of Rav's Shita. One version of Rav's Shita is that even though when it comes to bread, if you are sitting, everyone has to make their own bracha. But when you are leaning, one person can make a bracha for everybody. By wine, one person can always make a bracha for everybody else, even if you're only sitting and not leaning. The other version of Rav's Shita is the exact opposite, that by wine, one person can never make a bracha for everybody else, even if they're leaning. Rabbi Yochanan, however, is of the opinion that wine has the same din as bread. Just like by bread, if you're sitting, you cannot be motzi other people. If you are leaning, you can be motzi other people. So too by wine, we have the same chiluk between sitting and leaning. There's a braisa that says that guests would each make their own bracha before they leaned. And one guy, before they went up to a different place, and would go and lean. And one guy would make a bracha for all the others when they were leaning. So the Gemara explains that that braisa doesn't contradict Rav in either of the versions of Rav. Even though the braisa sounds like it says that when they were into leaning, they'd each make their own bracha. When they were leaning, one guy would make a bracha for everybody. Sounds very much like Rabbi Yochanan, that wine has the same din as bread, because maybe guests and those eating bread may be different from each other. Meaning, when it comes to guests, maybe the guest relies completely on the das of the balabais. That's what Gemara says. The Gemara says shiny orchin didatay lemeyakar. Sorry, not that they rely on the das of the balabais, but that they have the das to go to from the smorgasbord room into the main room, and therefore, since their das is to move, That's why they would make their own brachas in the smorgasbord room. And even according to the other version of Rav, you could perhaps distinguish between people who are drinking only wine and people who are eating bread while they're also drinking wine. So migo duka mahani le'aseba lepas, mahani le'aseba li'ayin, because if the haseba allows you to be motzi other people for bread, maybe it also allows you to be motzi other people for wine. The Gemara then discusses a person who washes mayim machronim, that we'd have a havamina that he should be the one to be mavarich on the mugmar, because the halacha is that he's the one that's supposed to lead the benching, and so we would think that he would make a bracha on the mugmar as well. The Gemara tells that story about how someone was sitting with Rav and Rabbi Chia, were sitting in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe said to Rav, go wash your hands, and he didn't understand. Rav thought maybe Rebbe was upset at him, but the Rabbi Chia explained, no, he's not upset at you, he's just telling you that he wants you to lead the benching, because the guy who washes my machronim is the same one who leads the benching. The guy who starts with Mayim Achronim, the same one who leads the benching. The Gemara then tells us that you say brachos before eating and before smelling. There's also a concept of birchas harech. As long as you plan on eating or smelling something, you could still say the bracha. There's discussions about when exactly bori atse besamim is appropriate versus other birchos harech. And then on the Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that Torah counts, the halacha considers a torch like two people, including yourself. Meaning, for whatever halachos, you're not allowed to go out alone at night, let's say. If you have a torch, that counts as if you have an extra person with you. If the moon is shining brightly, then not only do you have an extra person with you, but it's considered like you have an extra two people with you. Then the Gemara tells us the famous line, Noach lo la'adam shi'apil atzman l'toch kifshan eish val yabim b'nei chaver barabim. Better for a person to throw himself into a fiery furnace rather than embarrass somebody else publicly. And we learn that, of course, from Tamar, who would not embarrass you publicly and was willing to have herself killed rather than do so. And the Gemara tells us, machlokas b'sham b'silal, if a person should make a bracha, if they have a hadas and shemen in front of them, which one gets a bracha first? And the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, who says, like, Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, that mevarich al ha-shemen and then al ha-hadas, on the oil first and then on the hadas. The Gemara has a further machloks Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if you have shemen and yayin in front of you, which one to be mevarich on first? So that's also machlokas between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you make a bracha on the shemen, then the yayin. Beis Hillel says no, the yayin and then the shemen. Then the Gemara concludes, the daf concludes with six hanhagos. It says it's six, but then we add on two extra ones that Talmidei Chacham should avoid. Talmidei Chacham should not do. Number one, al yetzei mevusam, because it's going to look like Mishkav Zachar. You shouldn't go out smelling all nice with perfumes, lest people suspect him of Mishkav Zachar. Number two, al yetzei yechidi belaila. He shouldn't go out alone at night, because people are going to be choshing him for znus that he's sneaking around at night. Number three, al yetzei b'mena'alim ha-metula'im. He shouldn't go around with shoes that are patched up. The Gemara gives details of exactly where the patches and when, where the patches are allowed to be and are not allowed to be, and how many patches. but he shouldn't go out with patched up shoes, which look not so nice for the covet of Talmud Chacham. Number four, al yisaperim isha, afilu ishto, he should not speak with a woman, even his own wife, in a public place, even his own sister, in a public place, because not everyone knows who are his family members. Number five, al teshev b'chabura shel amaretz, he shouldn't sit in the chabura in a group of amaratzim, and the concern is that he's going to come to hang out and to be like the amaratzim. And number six, al yikanes mu'uchar lebeis hamedrash, he shouldn't be the last one to come into the beis hamedrash, because people are going to say that he's a posheya. And then we just add two more, lo yafsiya psiya gasa, and lo yahalich p'kum ezekufa, he shouldn't take broad, large steps, and he shouldn't walk with an upright stature, because both of those things are very arrogant ways of walking, and Talmud Chacham shouldn't walk in that way. If he does in the first way, it's going to take away 1/500th of his eyesight, the Gemara tells us, so that's not for a Talmud Chacham to do. Okay, that's the Chazara of Brachos Daf Mem Gimel.